Areena.
With news from Finland, I'm Mark Odom in Helsinki. Good afternoon. Around 100 people gathered outside Finland's parliament in Helsinki today, demanding that lawmakers review how healthcare is funded. The demonstrators, mainly from the regions of South Karelia, South Savo, and Kymenlaakso, say the current system has hit their areas especially hard. Regional councillors and local decision makers joined the protest, criticizing the fully changed funding model that rolled out in 2022. They claim it has led to worsened health services and mounting debts. A number of regions have been forced to lay off staff, and some are planning more job cuts. Sweden's Foreign Minister Maria Malmer Stenergard is in Finland today. She was invited by her Finnish counterpart Elina Valtonen to attend the Hanalys Foreign and Security Policy Forum on Hanaholmen Island in Espoo. The ministers are also set to hold bilateral discussions on Russia's war in Ukraine, security policy, and other issues. In a press release ahead of the visit, Valtonen said that she and Minister Stenergard are in frequent contact, and the Finnish minister characterized Sweden as Finland's closest partner country. Finland has ranked second in the 2025 Corruption Perceptions Index. The global ranking is compiled by the NGO Transparency International. With a score of 88, Finland follows Denmark, which topped the list with a score of 89. Finland came in ahead of Singapore, which ranked third with 84 points. The index measures perceived public sector corruption across 182 countries and is based on the views of experts and businesses. Finland's score remained unchanged from last year. However, the NGO warns that corruption is rising around the world, with just 5 countries scoring above 80 this year, compared to 12 a decade ago. The European Consumer Center reports a 9% increase in complaints from Finnish consumers last year. The issue of flight disruptions topped the list. The ECC, which assists with cross-border trade issues, received more than 2,700 filings from Finland. 1 in 5 of the complaints were related to airline delays and cancellations. Nearly 850 cases went to mediation, up 17% on the previous year, with just over half ending in full settlements. Let's take a look at the forecast. Snow showers are expected to continue in southern areas on Wednesday, with sun in store for many parts of central and northern Finland. Daytime temperatures between minus 15 and minus 3 degrees in the country's southern half and between minus 20 and minus 16 degrees in northern areas. You can find more news from Finland at yle.fi/news. You've been listening to Yle.